The state has awarded contracts totaling more than $450,000 to tie up the ferries Taku and Chiniga for the next year. The ferry system already docks a number of ships each winter when lower passenger numbers drop the demand. But this is different. Ferry spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says they're being completely shut down and emptied of fluids. He says the Taku is being towed to a storage site in Ketchikan's Ward Cove. The Chiniga is headed to Tacoma.
The vessel will be unmanned. That's part of the cost, is that the company will be in charge of the vessel's keeping.
Ferry managers have a clear take on the future of the Taku. They plan to sell the 50-year-old mainline vessel, which can hold up to 350 passengers and 50 cars or trucks. But Woodrow says that will take a while.
It's not just listed on eBay tomorrow. There is a process to go through procurement, and we're working on that process.
eBay is how the Bartlett, a smaller ferry, was sold in 2003. The Chiniga's future is less clear. It's much younger, beginning service only 11 years ago. It has a smaller capacity, 210 passengers and about 30 vehicles. And unlike the Taku, it has no staterooms or cafeteria. The Chiniga and its sister ship, the Fairweather, were designed to provide faster, shorter sailings that some predicted would be the future of the marine highway system.
No discussion of selling or of retiring the Chiniga at this point, or either of the fast ferries. The only ship we're looking at right now is the Taku.
It doesn't make any sense.
Petersburg's Dave Kensinger owns a regional produce business that depended on the ferry system before service cuts made it impractical. He's also a member of a committee coming up with a new marine highway management structure.
We don't have enough money, and we probably won't have enough money in the future to maintain and operate the fleet that we currently have. So at some point, you just have to cut your losses.
He likes the fast ferries, but he says their fuel and maintenance costs are just too high.
If you gave me a choice between riding in a Volkswagen or riding in a Maserati, yeah, I'd love to ride in the Maserati. But guess what? If you gave me those vehicles, you know, I couldn't afford to even put the gas in a Maserati, let alone pay the maintenance bill for it.
The new committee he's on was set up by the Marine Highway and the Southeast Conference. That's a regional development group that pushed to build the first ferries back in the 1950s. It's looking at different governance models. That includes researching other ferry systems and how they're managed.
That's how transportation's operated all over the free world. It's not directly operated by the executive. You don't have a mayor running the bus system. You don't have governors running, you know, rail systems or ferry systems in most other places in the world.
The one-time $450,000 price for tying up the Taku and Chiniga includes some towing and setup costs. Future years, if they're needed, will cost about 25% less. And Woodrow says the storage fee will be prorated when one or both ships are sold or returned to service. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.